back to budget discussion.
Now, what do we decide on the 4,000? We're just going to leave that in the line that's already there so we don't have to change anything.
Where is that? Is it in the 114?
He said 114. We had moved it from 190 down to 150. That's the way I understood what you said.
It's 200,000 to 150,000 is what you got in here to approve.
Okay. Do you think we can get that out of there without... Because he said we didn't spend much of it last year. You don't just leave it in there so there's no line change in that, Brandon.
Is that the equipment line?
Uh-huh.
Why don't we make it 155 and then add 5,000 over to the other side? That way we're not...
Say that again because what you said didn't make sense to
me. Well, take the 150 lower.
So make it 145.
Yeah, 145 and then add that over here to the 134. That way it's coming out of where they're going to be using it.
Well, that's, you can still take it out of that line that where it's budgeted there.
Yeah.
We just because
134 goes over.
It all covers from the
entitled
GCR.
Let me explain something to you, though, Brandon, before you do that. What we did years ago was we took and tried to consolidate all the equipment in the offices because we had maintenance plans and it was for copiers and everything, so we put it all in one line, and we entered into a maintenance agreement with, and I can't even think of the company.
Corporate something or other.
Right. But anyway, that's the reason they were all put together. And we could lower the budget by doing that, putting it all together, because we didn't know whether this request line and that request line, and everybody had equipment requests that involved copiers. And
the real dilemma was just what you read just a second. We may need to look at our copiers if we made them or those. Everybody was budgeting in $4,000 for a copy.
So instead of doing
we knew we weren't going to replace every one of those, it made it more sense to keep those.
Okay. If you're fine with it coming out of there, then.
I am okay with that. Now, a lot of, and especially your elected officials don't like to see their particular budget go over, but if they're spending money out of their budget and it's coming out of a different line, it should still show
come
up
out
in their budget.
Yeah. And they shouldn't go over if it's not in their line if they buy a copier out of another line.
So, yeah, Danny, they will if it's coded there. I want it coded there. I don't want you to code it with them. If you do, we need to document a bunch of stuff. I want it coded there.
You're going to code it to 134, but we're leaving it in 114.
That's what I'd like to see.
Well, the problem with that is that at the end of the year, everybody's going to... If we're going to take it out of 134, I'd like it in 134.
So I don't care if
we're going to lower it to 114, so it's the same thing.
I do know that both the state auditor and your other auditor said that expenses are incurred by a department.
It needs to come out of that department. It can be coded, but it still can be taken out of the 114.
Well,
I mean,
you coded.
I guess the money is all
going to show. Yeah, it's going to show right there in that department. Yeah,
just whatever you want.
Let's move. Let's take it out of the 114 line and then move it over to the 134 line. That way, the 134 line. Will move.
So you're dropping 114 line.
5,000. That's what you said. Is that what I understood?
Yes.
5,000.
So it's going down to 145,000.
It's 145.
Is that 114.50, 140?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then 134.
We'll put that under equipment.
If there is equipment line in there.
134-30-001.
Yes,
because he already had 1,500 in it. Okay.
Gotcha.
On your total salaries, the total amount.
Where are you going to put that at?
Are you talking about 134?
Yes.
Oh, 134. Okay.
Sorry. Trying to figure out. What is... Do we need to change the benefits, HR benefits number?
Well, I don't know. I would say you should hire in a lower amount, but I don't know how much you're paying out on the buyout, so I would guess it's going to be pretty close on that particular okay. one. I don't know.
I don't need that, so I was asking.
I don't know that the budget requires you to do all those calculations. We just need to have a plan. And we have a plan here. And we feel like it's pretty good. I would say probably leave it like that.
Just leaving it? Well, then that was my next question, though. With the, so even with the buyout, you think that is enough, isn't it?
Well, I hadn't done any calculations, but, you know, it seems to me that that's going to
actually, be. It will be. I know it will be. Okay.
Was that the one you had the, is that the one you had the question about? There was 39 at one time and it's 36 now. What was that, Mike, that you discussed?
That was under APPR 134-10-107.
For some reason, that began at 39.9. I don't know.
I don't either. I don't even know when it was moved.
You know, I didn't help that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know when it was moved. I just... Is that what you got?
35,755, and then the raise.
As the adjustment, is there, I see on the notes on that, it says a 5% increase for a former employee on a buyout. Is the adjustment been made on the...
That was a request. We didn't actually do that.
I know, but okay. What I'm saying is, has the adjustment been made for the salary of the person that's in that position now versus...
That's
what we were just talking about, and we don't know. We haven't done the calculations, but we figured that whoever you hire in should be at a lesser rate, but you're still going to have to pay out for the buyout, so we haven't figured that out.
Okay. I still don't have the answer to put it in the budget.
There should be enough money in there to take care of it.
Okay. All right. I'm just...
That's the conclusion I came to.
Okay. Because of the difference in the salary. It's right, Brandon.
Yeah, so here's with the request from... We do need to look at the fact that our copier is old, so then they can share a copier. That was the whole point. Combining those would be able to share equipment.
Did we ever, the other question I had, did we ever get figured out whose proportionate share was going to be on the flyover? We had $25,000 set aside for, because I'd contacted the sewer department and they had budgeted $25,000. Then we had the assessor that was going to use it, and then we had... Well, we talked to...
I don't think it was put in the assessor's budget, but I don't know that, Danny. That's a good question. You know, I think you and I talked a little bit about that.
Well, it needs to be line itemed in his budget because it's there's an amount in there for contingency that doesn't.
I thought it was under GIS mapping.
Hmm.
Talking about the assessor's budget?
Uh-huh.
GIS mapping, $8,000?
$9,000 is what I have in there.
And that's why I've got four different budgets pulled up, and all of them say final to be voted on. Excuse me, three different ones that say all. So I'm trying to look at all of them. And
what do you got on yours, Mike? Wrote in that paper place.
Where are we at in the assessor's budget?
Uh huh.
When you said GIS mapping,
and then how you say
I've got 8,000 in it.
I know. You know what I'm saying.
The Rick, the PDF file you sent me shows 8,000 in it. This is the one that the girls printed off as the final says 8,000 in it. So which one do you have that shows 9,000?
That's what I have in mind right now.
Is 9,000?
9,000.
You have a total of 26,250 on that total equipment expense?
Total equipment expense?
Yeah.
I'm showing 25,250.
Yes, well, that'd be
I'm showing 25,250.
I have 25,250. Oh, there's two GIS mappings, Brandon. That's
okay.
I just figured that out. There's 355,030,055. Is where I have 8,000 and you probably have 8,000.
Yep.
But on down there, there's another one, 355,050,055, same number.
And it's 9,000. Okay, I see it now.
And why would that be?
Well, one's under.
One's 30,055, 150,055, and I would guess that one of them may be the flyover, one of them may be just maintenance thing, but I don't know.
Well, one's equipment and one's other.
Mm-hmm. Probably need to name them a little different to make them easier for us. Anyway, I'll try to get with them.
I got an email. Yesterday, I believe, and a phone call from an attorney. On some other stuff, and she was saying that it needed to be, I'm trying to find it. She said we needed to rename some of them in the assessor's budget to make it follow along more with what.
Yeah, I think that's what you and I talked about. Now. We don't want to call it administration fees. We can call it IT fees. Remember we talked about mm-hmm. that? And I don't know. I assume Chuck came up to talk to you because he said he was going to.
He didn't mention that. He was talking about other things. Or if he did, I didn't catch it.
That's the one she was probably talking about, Brandon.
She said there was a few. She didn't give me specifics.
Well, so listening to the other thing that we cannot charge on there, according to the statute, is the liability insurance there.
Well, we can charge it out there. We just can't use state funds to pay it. Right.
You better be able to document where those funds came from, besides state funds or funds from the other entities that you're going to take.
Well, then that would be my question is with the commingling of funds, how do we?
Well, the only revenue he has coming in besides those is sales.
Unless we do
and
cancer.
And if DCR funds it.
Like I said, unless we do a transfer.
So back to my original question, we're all satisfied except maybe renaming that one of those GIS mappings as flyover and
And I don't know which one it needs to be, or I'd change it right now, but I don't know which one it does need to be.
I don't know who figured the percentage of flyover is what I'm saying. I know that the Sewer District, because of a major project they had 25,000 put in on the flyover. The Corps of Engineers and City of Branson and others are sharing in the total cost of the flyover. All we need to do is make sure that we've got enough in there to cover our part as a county, and then maybe split that up.
It needs to be like, so I'm sorry. Commission will allow submission for reimbursement if the name of the account titles be changed to vehicle maintenance / mileage and IT cost / maintenance. For that way it clarifies it. Says that if it's too complicated to rename the categories, the State Tax Commission will accept a letter explaining vehicle maintenance and IT.
Well, this is what it's named is vehicle maintenance.
Well, it needs to be named. Mileage, vehicle maintenance / mileage.
Is that the email sent to you, Brandon, from the assessor?
No, from the attorney.
Okay.
So you want to put vehicle maintenance / mileage?
According to her, it needs to be changed to / mileage in order to.
Okay.
Follow the State Tax Commission's. And then the other one I believe was IT cost / maintenance.
IT cost / maintenance?
Yep. I'm assuming that's under admin fees.
IT cost/maintenance.
And which one's that one?
I think it's supposed to
be 355-60-002 is where you want to put that.
355-60. Okay. Yep.
002?
Yes.
Would that be under employee benefits or could that be under other expenses?
What'd you change it to? IT costs?
IT costs / maintenance. Maintenance.
And just do you mark out just the transfer?
Mm-hmm.
Just mark that whole line. Yes. Transfer to GCR admin fee. Mark that out. IT maintenance is what I'm going to put.
IT cost / maintenance is what he said.
Everybody that could be up there and the other, it wouldn't be a problem. I don't think it's not a problem for that either, because it definitely is not for a benefit that won't be able to have it. IT maybe.
Up into other expense.
But I probably want to change the line number to do that. So I'd like to look at last night and see what lines are in there before I do that.
So these other expense line items already numbered in Mass 90, is that what?
There's a whole lot of those that are in there that are not really being used.
Okay.
And if there's one there that makes sense to use it rather than create another one, do that.
I get that.
Figure doesn't change, but just the title. That's what we're doing. Right?
Bottom lines will be the same. That's what you mean.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then the liability insurance can't be paid out of it is what the email said. State Tax Commission, is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's what she said. And if you read that.
But this is able to be paid out of MAP revenue, which is $1,200.
and interest too, Brandon, I would assume that what you're getting is interesting.
Right.
It's amazing to me that that charge has been in there every year, and they've approved so many of those. And so I don't think you're going to have a real argument with them. I could be wrong.
When does that have to be submitted? I forget.
I don't know.
Well, when we go into executive session, I've got to talk about this particular budget. Chuck come up and talk to me. Rick sent him up. He visited with me, and so we have to have some discussion on this particular budget. So,
because of the employees?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll have to go into executive because there's some names that are involved. So you want to pass that up till we go into executive later?
Yeah.
But we've got everything. The titles changed that are needed to be changed on those according to state tax commission, according to the attorney.
But I do believe you can say it was paid for out of max sales interest.
Now the call, okay. I'm just reading. It's only 917. It's not super board. 10?
10, yeah. Okay. Do you, Mike, did you have other questions throughout the deal that you had notes on? I think we've covered mainly the ones that I've got other than the... Did you have any other questions on what we're doing? I guess when you get down to the total on the bottom, but we'll have to go into executive to discuss one or two of these issues here. And that might change. I don't think it'll change what the budget is, but it might change what's wrote in here.
Rick, what did you tell me that a healthy reserve would be?
Well, my opinion would be we need to keep probably six months. In 6 months in general county revenue would be between 6 and 7 million. You just kind of want to play in the 5-6-5. You go to Logan Bridge, do the same thing. You go to all the rest of them, do the same thing. And the reason I talked to you about that is I believe it would be good for you guys to have that information to share with the public. This is where we're going to keep this balance. When we're above this balance, we're going to be looking at possible capital improvements. When we're below this balance, we're going to be looking seriously at whether or not we need to make cuts or not.
So you're showing an ending balance of 6.851 million.
Which I think is healthy. The only thing that bothers me about that is that we're beginning the year at 8.5. And if we did really end up the year at 6.8, I'd be really concerned. Because it's going to be hard to turn that kind of spending around in 1 year. And I don't think we'll end up at the 6.8. I think probably we'll end up pretty close to the 8.5.
Okay. Do you understand? That's his view of that, and the reason we've tried to keep that fund balance because the public doesn't understand that. And Rick does a pretty good job of explaining that whenever he has this message. But the facts are, if we don't keep a fund balance of, he says 5 or 6, 8, I look at 8 million. The reason I say that is because of the requests that come in from the elected officials and department heads that have far exceed what we have in revenues. Now, do I think the revenues are going to increase? I believe they will. I believe we're budgeting that they will increase. But if something drastic happens, if we have a disaster, we have an emergency fund, and we also have a contingency fund that we have to dip into, and when we dip into those, that budget line drops dramatically.
The fund balance. Yeah, I get that.
For the next year.
I get that.
And so that's where we're at with that. Do you understand? Are you on the same page as I am because you've been here?
And let me say again, I talked to Mike, and I think I've said, you guys, it would really be I think it would be in your best interest to have a fund balance policy that you could put out there on the website so people could look at it, and then they could look at it and say, well, they want to keep this fund balance, or they're above that right now. They could look at it and say they're below that. No wonder they're struggling. I think that would help you if you guys do that. And I would do one not just for general county revenue, if you were for Road Bridge. I would probably do one for any of your major funds. And they will be different. You know, Road Bridge is supposed to be mainly a capital improvement. Now we've got them combined. There has to be maintenance in there too. We should look at maybe writing those policies. If you want help with that, we'd like to help you. I think that would be a good thing for you guys to do.
Well, it's a big misconception by the public when you show a fund balance of that didn't make any difference if it's $5 million or if it's $10 million. The public doesn't understand that there's certain things that you have to have, and there's certain things that are required of you, and there's a 6 month period of time that if we had, you know, I made this statement the year before the tornado hit, and I said if there was a tornado that went through like it did back whenever I was in junior high school, and where it went through then, it come right down the strip, and if it something like that, and now we didn't receive the funds that were needed from our FEMA program because it didn't reach the qualifications of those, and so we have to dip into if it comes through Forsyth or if it comes through any of those bigger parts of the revenue stream. The flood buyout. I mean, it's been a pain in our side to try to adjust and know when to pay the budget, when the payouts were, when we were going to get the money, and all those things. So I've always felt that, you know, that if we could keep the fund balance around 8 million, that we would be okay. And I felt that for the last two or three years, that we did have a larger amount in there. But if we hadn't, I mean, we used part of that monies when we did our judicial facility. And when we did the judicial facility, I think that we made a mistake, but when we put it on the ballot, by using part of the fund balance for that, if we had left it alone and let that tax extend out and pay for it, and we also didn't consider the TIF grabbing half of it.
I think, if you remember, we had to do that because of comments that Jack Dilling had made to us. That's why we had to put in so much money to get the bond rate or something, whatever it was.
A bond rate participation was our part of it, but still, yet I think it was you can always look back in the past and find something that you really wished you'd have done different, but. Is there any other questions before we go into executive, or Mike, or are you, because you're the man that's going to be signing on there too, are you pretty well satisfied? You got, now's the time to put the questions to us, or to.
Is the sheriff budgeted? I mean, everything that he wants is in his budget. I mean, is he line item? He's not going to be getting into our contingency? Or how does that work?
I
noticed that one year he reduced his budget, but yet we turned around and bought cars.
We bought cars out of it.
And, you know, that's, you know, something went out the other day with IT.
ITI.
That was. Why didn't that come out of the sheriff's budget, I guess, is my question.
Your office coded it to 114. So I don't know.
So that's why I'm asking, is there other things that the sheriff is going to be, you know, that he needs to budget for, mm-hmm. that he's not budgeting for?
That's the transfer of the radio systems from Cody over to that.
It's some sort of software support. I don't know.
Right. And I think the reason it came out of our office was because it was through a grant. I'm not sure that
the original.
The original.
Cody. Was the original Cody and was it grant?
It was a partnership grant with the city of Branson. With
I have no problem with you guys coding it. I have a problem with the fact that it was coded to contingency. And let me try to be real cautious here. The contingency fund is there to cover expenses like that, but it is not there to be coded to.
Is that
contingency fund? We just budgeted it in case we had extra funds extra expenses we didn't know about. That ITI expense should have been coded to some line, either in your...
That's what I think we were told by the state auditor, that it can come out of the contingency fund, but it has to be designated for a specific purpose.
It should be coded someplace else, and it shouldn't be coded to
the contingency. Is that not the maintenance agreement that we have?
I think it is, but I don't know.
And it come out of ours, the 1-1... Huh?
I guess that's what they're saying. That's what Mike's saying.
I did the purchase order and it did come through. I did put another one there that probably should have been coded someplace else. So make it change before.
I say we haven't seen any of that. You saw it, I guess.
It may get changed.
But I understand your question.
No, I'm just asking. You know, is there more?
There is, and see, we got scolded for that from the state auditor.
Okay.
Was that we had a large contingency fund that we took other things out of. His statement to us was, it's all right to come out of the contingency fund, but it needs to represent a certain area that you're taking it out for. If you've got contingency and you have it, it's the same way with our capital improvements. When we do capital improvements, there was a need for a cover over the parking area down there. We had a problem that was there, and we budgeted for that capital improvement, but we didn't do it. We had other issues that came up, and we didn't do it. So that's the reason it was put in there, was in case we did.
Yeah, I was thinking that the... it should have come out of the...
I'll have to look back through the state audit that was
you'll
given
see the
to
note. If it comes through on the 18th, I'll put another note on it for you guys. And if you'll look, I'll put a note on it.
And what was the, I think his inmate security fund he was planning on buying some stuff out of, and his law enforcement. I mean, there was other funds that he has that he was going to purchase stuff.
He's going to buy vehicles or something out there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not planning on doing that through the...
I didn't see anything in that sheriff's budget that was questionable this year.
Okay.
There were some other things that, like you said, that there were vehicles bought of last year or year before last. I don't know which one your question is.
Last year.
What's last year?
Yeah.
That actually, I think, was brought up during the audit. Not his particular department, but the fact that we didn't have it coded out of contingency to buy those vehicles.
Okay.
He all went through the sheriff's budget already.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't have anything else. I talked with Rick. I had lots of questions for him as far as, you know, revenues for 2015 and kind of, you know, and Rick had explained to me kind of your balancing and that kind of thing. So that's all I have as far as this goes.
We, and you did understand, and I'm sure Rick explained to you that the revenues that we did not receive last year through a particular fund was about around $500,000 that we expect to come in this next year. So that was added to the revenue stream.
Is that part of the buyout? I mean, for the, no?
No.
It was prisoner boarding reimbursement.
What?
Prisoner boarding reimbursement.
Okay.
Yes.
I remember some talks about that.
Right.
Or the... circuit clerk was going to work on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's things like that that are in there that look like it's your
thing. Kind of over 200,000 to a million.
Yeah.
And the little bit of that is we won't have that same number put in there next year.
So correct.
That means we may need to be cutting some things up.
Okay.
But we need to discuss this other issue, and then I guess we're done with, if you guys are satisfied with the way it reads.
Do you want
to
stay in?
Well, it'll be a chance you can stay in here, I think.
Letter of support of victim advocacy grant.
All right.
Daily staff
report. Is that on there now?
2 o'clock letter of support for victim advocacy grant, and then the daily staff review after that.
Okay, but that's not on there for now. It's
no,
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
I may have to call in for that, or you guys can go ahead and take care of it.
I think it can be. So we are now going to end budget discussions, and
he's going to go into executive session to talk about budget discussions with specific personnel.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Do we have a motion to go into executive session?
Yes.
Per section 16021.3 personnel.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Danny aye.
Mike aye.